discussion in hour number three. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show and why we call it Free Talk Live. We will continue here. You can discuss whatever's on your mind, and we will talk about, in the meantime, things that are interesting to us. One thing that I find very interesting is Police Week. It's something we've discussed in the past and deserves being rediscussed because it happens every single year. We'll get to that in moments, but first we're going to your phone calls. Cologne is on the line in Pennsylvania. Cologne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I think that there are, using video games to use for propaganda, like Las Vegas, huge Xbox game. The whole premise is you go through Mexico and kill. That's it. Because there's terrorists everywhere, on every corner.
Well, that's pretty much what all video games, I mean, a lot of video games, that's our whole thing, is you got to shoot this group
like
or that
Tom Clancy,
what's that?
Which is, you know, a naval thingamabob.
What's that?
She said
it's like
Tom
a
Clancy.
Naval training camp.
Yeah.
Well, they actually have an army game out there. They actually have a propaganda piece made by the U.S. Army or contracted out for the U.S. Army that there. I mean, that's literally in your face propaganda. Hey, join the military, kids. It's like a first person shooter come real. So, I mean, yes, there are video games that are really pretty blatant about it. And then there are certainly some of them that have, you know, very pro state, pro government themes. Although on the other side of that, there are some games with very, you know, individualist, pro-freedom kind of themes. So it's not a whole across-the-board thing.
But Halo, like, I think that's pretty, like, hey, war's awesome.
Well, you know, that's
The thing is, I understand where you're coming from, and I certainly am with you. I hate
war. Sucks.
War.
Yeah.
War is terrible. But I think at the same time, you have to have a premise for a game. Because what I do from a day-to-day standpoint, although peaceful, is boring as crap. And no one is going to want to play the Mark Edge sits at home and makes telephone calls video game, okay?
And BioShock is deadly, but it has an awesome message.
What's this?
BioShock is killing and everything, but has an awesome message.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you've got to have, I mean, if it's an action game, there's got to be some action, and unfortunately, war is one of the more action-packed kind of scenarios.
Yep.
And, you know, if anything...
I play this Star Wars game, the Battlefront, or whatever it's called, and I often will play the Empire.
Where is that?
What's that?
Battlefront is where it's at.
I'm it's
saying.
An awesome game. But I don't think that it would be a good thing for the dark side to take over the universe.
To loot, kill hookers, and do drugs.
Well, Luke doesn't kill hookers, but I mean, you know, Darth Vader's the greatest.
Yeah, that's Grand Theft Auto, which is also a great game, by the way. You know, I see where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call, Cologne. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Kill hookers, but
yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. 800-259-9231. A bit of an obsession with the hookers there. But I see where she's coming from in that it's kind of the old argument of our video games encouraging kids to be more violent. And I just don't know if there's any truth
there
to that.
There's no more truth to that than there is to the statement that, you know, that rock and roll music makes them more violent, or the video games, or the comic books do, or movies, or whatever.
And kids have been picking up sticks, boys at least, have been picking up sticks for the longest time and swinging them at one another, or pointing
as
them
swords.
And going and bang
right.
Long time.
My son Jack doesn't have any little toy guns or anything like that, and I'm not going to tell him he can't have them, but nor am I going to give him his first toy gun, and, you know, unless he wants it, it's clear to me that he wants it, but I expect very shortly that he will be taking that little toy drill that he has and pointing it and going pow, 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 shortly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's just what little boys do, and it's...
Well, now, how would he go pow, pow if he'd never been exposed to a gun before?
I don't know. At some point or another, he's gonna. I don't intend to
he may
not
take
show
the drill
him this.
And actually attempt to, you know, swing it at you or something.
Maybe
like
he'll
that.
Do brain surgery on the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any truth to the idea that video games encourage young men to be more violent. I think if anything, And I don't know if there's any evidence to support this either, but I think, if anything, it provides an outlet. I think, if anything, it can provide a way for people to kind of experience violence without having to do the violence. Like, if you're angry, go and put a few bullets in some cops in Grand Theft Auto, not in real life, because in real life, you really will get retaliated against. Violence will get violence. In the video game, you can always hit reset.
Absolutely no, there is no... evidence for what you're talking about. In fact, violence and anger compounds itself. So the advice to go beat on a pillow is bad advice.
Yeah.
The best advice is calm yourself down. Count to 10, be calm.
You're saying there's nothing to the statement that if you want to kill a cop, do it in the video game as opposed to the real world?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing to that statement.
Okay.
I don't think that it... I think that the average person can tell the difference between fantasy and reality.
Yeah.
That's really what we're talking about here. Are there perhaps some fringe people who can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality? Well, there's enough fantasy out there that they're going to get their hands on that you can't legislate it away from them. So that it doesn't matter. If they have trouble with video games, they have trouble with movies, they have trouble with science fiction books.
Yeah, what about war movies? Right. And what about the war movies or games that... approach it from a more anti-war perspective. I mean, certainly I can't say I've really ever played an anti-war video game, but I could say that in some of the plot elements, you might be able to be shown how horrific war can be as part of a video game is a war game. You could see the destruction that is caused. You could see the devastation that happens to families that, you know, might have been hit by a bomb or their house been blown up or something like that. And you can certainly see the deaths of your buddies in these games and things like that. And so, to some extent, there could be some storytelling elements that could be very anti-war in these games as a possibility.
I know that it's Ace Combat is a pretty anti-war video game that I've played in the mm-hmm. past, and it's really a great airplane flying game. But you have to assume that there's people in those tanks that you're blowing up and those mm-hmm. other aircraft that you're blowing up. I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with violent entertainment because. People can tell the difference. Talk to your kids about the difference between reality and fiction, and I don't think there's going to be any problem.
I think that, I agree with your statement that there's nothing wrong with it. I think that there's also, concomitantly, nothing wrong with sexual entertainment as well. And that's something this country
really
has had a problem with for a long time.
I would agree with somebody who makes the statement that, that they, the United States, the nightly news is the most violent thing on, and they'll mm-hmm. show you all kinds of things and tell you all kinds of things. But, you know, the idea that they might show an areola of a woman is frightening. I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
I think that the problem is the way that that broadcast has come up. You know, the entertainment has evolved, and that problem is that, well, the FCC is there, and it's decide which is the broadcast channels, because at one point it was very expensive to get mm-hmm. media, news to people. Well, now the average person has access to probably 50 channels, and if you want, you could have access to 500 of them, which means that you could have your news delivered in the fashion that you want. You can go on YouTube and see your news delivered by a topless woman if you want to see that or whatever.
I don't think you can see that on YouTube.
But I've seen this.
It does exist.
I've seen topless news before or something like that. And so, I mean, it's
naked
out
news.
There. And you can get that if you choose to have it.
Yes.
And I think that that's what is best for people is just a variety. Different people need different things and different kinds of news delivered to them.
I agree with that. But that variety doesn't tend to exist in the broadcast world. You're right. You can go and get it. You can seek it out now that we have the Internet. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness for it. But I think that just in general amongst the American pop culture and society, sex is still a taboo subject. It's something that is very ha-ha funny. And it's not really approached seriously. And so I absolutely support making love and not war. And I just don't think that the media in this country really reflects love more so than it does war. And I think that there's an imbalance there. There's an imbalance.
That's absolutely true.
And I think it's a sad imbalance. Now, the war is continuing on our freedoms, and the people that are pursuing that war against us are calling themselves the police. And once a year, those people get together, a number of them, get together in Washington, D.C. for the ultimate cop party. And we will tell you what they do, what they've been up to this last week as the National Peace Officers Memorial Day. Can you believe they have the gall to continue calling themselves peace officers? As though anything they do, the majority of things they do have anything to do with promoting peace. We'll get to what shenanigans have been going down in D.C. here in a few moments and talk to you about whatever you want, especially if you're in D.C. and you can tell us some stories about this. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com features including updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SQL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SQL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with business that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. So the story is from the Washington Times about Police Week. Happens once every single year in the nation's capital, and they're currently recovering from a week of cops running wild on May 15th. National Peace Officers Memorial Day is celebrated in Washington. During this week, thousands of police drive their squad cars across the country to participate in round-the-clock conferences and parties, of course. What would a convention be without a few parties? Except when you're the police, there are no rules that apply to your party.
Yeah. I can't believe that they continue to do this thing, because it is every year it is a
a black mark on the police.
An incredible display of debauchery,
stupidity,
violence, danger to the average individual. I can't believe they continue to do it.
They do, because they can, and there's nothing we can really say about it except to watch in amazement. The article continues, there's a candlelight vigil to honor slain officers and a relay race for charities to benefit families of police killed in the line of duty. And these are commendable activities to honor the thin blue line that helps keep order in our communities. You know, of course, the Times is going to take that position. Unfortunately, the bad judgment of a few rowdy cops can cast a shadow over the week's worthwhile events. For years, local residents have whispered to one another to stay off the roads at night during National Police Week because of all the police cars swerving wildly after the bars close. This year, the Metropolitan Police took the unusual step of ticketing cruisers because so many were parked illegally. Roll Call ran two photos last week of out-of-state police cars parked in a handicapped spot in a space reserved for zip cars. Emergency fire lanes across the city were blocked by police cars. The dangerous activity is not limited to automobiles. Drinking while carrying sidearms is an annual part of their celebrations. A few years back, one inebriated officer tripped out of a bar in Chinatown and unloaded his pistol on the bell tower of nearby St. Mary Mother of God Catholic Church.
Oh my God, you have to be kidding me. He fired his gun at the church bell.
Apparently he unloaded an entire magazine.
Oh my God, and you know what happened to this guy? Absolutely nothing. And I can't believe they continue to have this convention.
At Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium 2 years ago, four officers from Signal Hill, California, made a public spectacle of themselves at a Nationals Braves baseball game. With little regard for safety and even less concern for their appearance, these law enforcement officers were chugging down beers while in full uniform with their pistols on their hips and spare bullet clips on their utility belts. One concerned spectator asked them if it was...
I don't have that big of a problem with, I've seen plenty of people drinking while armed, and I haven't seen any problems from it. That's not my biggest concern. What my concern is...
It's not exactly the best, I think, of safety measures.
It's drinking when you've got an attitude. And this is really what... I mean, you get the full-on opportunity to see what is up with law enforcement. Apparently, yeah. They're best and brightest at these conventions.
You know, did I get it wrong? Is it a magazine or a clip that goes into a gun? I always get those confused.
I thought they were the same thing.
I think there's a difference. I'm sure some gun person will correct me.
The emails have already...
One concerned spectator asked them if it was against police regulations to be drinking alcohol while carrying weapons.
A good way to get shot.
In response, one of the officers teetered over, spilled his beer, put his finger to his lips, and slurred, shh, giggling uncontrollably. A few moments later, a cop jumped out of his seat to celebrate a home run, spilling his beer all over the displeased stranger seated next to him.
Gosh.
A whole section of the stadium was yelling down in front as the police blocked spectators' view of play on the field so they could take pictures of themselves in front of first base. At least two concerned citizens called the Signal Hill Police Headquarters, were assured that the incident was being looked into, and then received no follow-up, despite
right.
attempts to discover if any disciplinary action had been taken.
You're just not going to hear anything, sorry.
The bad behavior of these police officers exposes a double standard. As one Nationals fan, who is a lawyer, told us, there's no way those cops could pass a street sobriety test right now. Just imagine how we would get treated if they pulled us over having consumed half of what they've drunk tonight, and yeah. they're packing heat, and they don't even need to pull you over. If you're walking home inebriated, you can get busted for public intoxication.
That's true.
We don't begrudge police officers having a little fun, says the newspaper, but they need to abide by the same laws they enforce on the rest of us. When they go out for a few beers, they might want to leave their uniforms and guns at home.
Right. You know, this is the part. This, why in the world are they even allowed by the standards of the convention to wear their uniforms? Look, fellas.
It's a convention, yeah.
Wear suits or something. But the fact is, them wearing their uniforms lets them get away with whatever it is that they want to do, and they do some crazy stuff. And certainly it's not every guy at this convention, but there are some extreme examples, and it happens every year.
Yeah, this article is pretty light on the details as far as what these cops have been doing. I recall hearing, when we talked about this before, I recall the story was, like, these guys are cruising up and down the roads in their police cars, yelling, and booping their sirens and honking their horns and just making a ruckus, doing things that are clearly against the laws of that particular political jurisdiction. And up until this recent year, the local cops have looked the other way. I am shocked that they claim to have been ticketing these out-of-state police cruisers, because usually it's professional courtesy that is employed, which is it's their term for, hey, we're looking the other way.
Yep.
So, you know what, I'd love to hear from anybody who happens to be in D.C. and who has gone through and lived through one of these police weeks to share your story here. Just looking at the comments on the stories, the quick one caught my eye here. So, somebody says, I spent 3 nights at the pit where all this drinking occurs. For the number of people gathered there and the amount of testosterone in the air, it was an unbelievably happy scene. So this is a cop fan writing this. I didn't see or hear one fight break out, and I was part of a crowd that twice closed the place down, which is when you'd expect a lot of fights. And, in fact, a single woman out late at night, and yes, intoxicated, I never felt I wasn't safe, which is a nice feeling. So give these guys and gals a break. Yeah, there's sure to be some bad ones in the group, but by and large, they're in town to honor their fallen brothers and sisters, throw back a few beers in memory, make new friends, and catch up with the old ones. Well, great. You know, that's fine. I have no problem with people getting together, tossing them back, catching up with their buddies, and having a good time. Just how about you leave us alone when we do the same thing?
I just want consistency. As far as I'm concerned, when these cops leave their jurisdiction, and they have left their jurisdiction, they are just air-breathing, hairless monkeys like I am, and they deserve to be treated in the same fashion, and the fact is, they don't.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
It's not about cutting loose. It's not about having a good time. It's about what's fair.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. A Cola Blue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show, you dial toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include live streams. So go and enjoy a broadband version of the show, a dial up version, or our brand new webcam. We've had the webcam for a while. We're using a new service, which means there's a brand new chat room and it's open to the public now. Go and listen in or watch at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So I was doing a little more digging here. We're going to get back to your calls in just a moment, but I was doing a little more digging on the Police Week story. Police Week 2009 apparently actually has just kicked off on the 13th or the 15th. Anyway, it's happening right now, I guess, or it's just wrapping up or something. And every single year this happens in Washington, D.C., where police officers from across the country converge for a convention and a memorial service and whatever. And during that time, they behave very, very poorly.
Well, some of them do, and so some very notable exceptions behave very poorly.
Some very notable and obvious exceptions. They don't do anything to cover up their poor behavior, and in most cases, they aren't reprimanded for their poor behavior.
And the ones that are at the convention don't do anything about the ones that are behaving in a poor fashion. I mean,
right.
These are law enforcement officers that the very least you could step up to as a law enforcement officer and say, hey,
cut it out.
What are you thinking about? Settle down here.
Now, it's interesting when you look for Police Week 2009 in the news, the majority of the stories are, of course, worshipful kinds of headlines. Mm-hmm. You know,
they never mention
police honor slain officers. Thank a police officer. We salute you. You know, all kind of reiterating this myth that the police are heroes, that they, you know, they deserve to be honored for the work they do in keeping us safe. And it's just this, it's kind of standard status line that is proffered out there from, you know, the moment you begin life, basically.
I appreciate when the cops protect and serve me. It's just been rare, and what I see in the news and what I get to see a great deal is when they protect and serve the state.
Yeah, that's, I don't normally see the police doing heroic things. Yeah. I know there are examples of times when they do that, and I know they're probably mostly unsung. They go by silently. It's something that happens in the middle of their shift, and nobody ever talks about that. I understand that. But when we see the police in action, it tends to be on things like piddly crap, like pulling people over for stop sign violations or busting a guy for a bowl pack of marijuana, as I met him earlier today, you know, here in Keene or whatever.
I was thinking about this
that's not heroic.
Last week is in the case of the Keene police coming to arrest Sam when they did. Now, my understanding is that most of the violence that was perpetrated against Sam was perpetrated by the bailiffs at the courthouse, and those are the ones that have gotten a lot of contact with the Free Staters up to this point. They're probably a little frustrated. But that, you know, it seems interesting to me that they would arrest him when there is no charge. Basically, they disorderly conduct. Well, he didn't. He didn't disobey a police officer's word as much as he disobeyed the bailiffs. There's no charge for what he did. They should have arrested the bailiffs for false imprisonment for detaining a man who has done nothing illegal.
That would have happened in a just society. You're right about that. So looking through all these news articles and just being disgusted by the blatant police worship that most of them express, I figured the best way to get the story about what really happens on Police Week is in the comments. And it maybe is just starting because as of right now, there just aren't very many comments on the articles I've looked at so far, and I just may not have hit the right ones. But here's a couple from the Washington Post. I figure if you want to get honest reporting on Police Week, let's go to the comments. Let's go to the people of Washington, D.C. and see what they have to say.
Good idea.
One says, and this was written on May 11th, so it must be over at this point. May 11th. Oh, they've already started their silly antics. Just yesterday, they were double parked at a restaurant at the intersection of wherever, having a good old time while traffic backed up. I was in it. When I saw it was police vehicles blocking traffic, clearly not as a result of an emergency, I was livid. And then finally, the official events are one thing, but every year they come to the Chinatown Mount Vernon Triangle neighborhood and trash it. The police officers walk in the streets with badges around their necks.
Where Arta Hotel was, by the way.
Yeah, Chinatown's kind of cool place. Anyway, the police officers walk the streets with badges around their necks and guns on their hips while drinking out in the open. And that brings me back to a memory of when we last talked about this. This is a common occurrence where the police are walking around with open containers. One of the most commonly, I think, arrested crimes out there as far as peaceful crimes are concerned, crimes with no victim. Some guy walking down the street enjoying a cold beer on a nice day, that's a crime in most of America, and it's probably a crime in Washington, D.C. But if you've got a badge around your neck for Police Week 2009 and a beer in your hand,
it's
you
like
are good to go.
It's like a pass to do whatever you want.
Yep. And they say, let's not forget the open-air DJ parties they have on four successive weeknights, parties that go well beyond 3 a.m. and keep the entire neighborhood up. It's outrageous.
Right. Who's going to stop them from partying like this? Who are you going to send? The cops? Because the cops don't care.
Nope.
They're not going to do anything to stop their own.
So I just wanted to share some of that with you. If you are in D.C. or been in D.C. during the Police Week, would love to have you share your stories. In the meantime, we go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the Amp Line. Hey, Gene.
Hello there.
Hey.
I was wondering if you guys wanted to hear about planned obsolescence.
Sure.
Okay, well, you know, because I'm a bit older than most of you guys, I remember when things used to actually last. You'd buy something. Refrigerators typically were designed to last 25 years. Most of your automobiles, of course, are still around today if they haven't been smashed into something.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that we've got today is basically made to fall apart in 2 or 3 years and then be thrown away. Take, for instance, a vacuum cleaner. I recently have a vacuum cleaner that's 2 years old, And, of course, a little plastic part is broken on it. And because it's 2 years old, they no longer make this model anymore. Surprise, surprise. And you can't, I suppose if I went to the manufacturer, I might be able to special order the part that I need. But then it probably is...
It'll probably cost you $20 for the special part. We can just go out and buy another vacuum for $100.
Yeah, well, actually, it's like an $80 vacuum.
Whatever, so, yeah.
Gene, I've heard this pining for the good old days stuff in the past, and I don't particularly buy this one, and I'm going to have to take umbrage. Cars built in the 70s and even the 60s were crap. They didn't have computers around to design how the things fit together, and they just didn't last as long. They didn't go nearly as far as today's automobiles that are designed by computers, and you can expect to get 200,000 miles out of just about any car. That would have been a huge amount. I remember there was a Volvo 200,000 club back in the day, which was sort of saying, hey, our cars make it 200,000 miles, which meant that it was unusual. Now just about every car does it. And as far as the vacuums go, yeah, an $80 vacuum may only last you a couple of years and it may break, and I totally agree with you, but there are better vacuums out there that you can get, and that will, you know, my Electrolux is probably 2 decades old, and I can get parts for that baby any place I want.
I suppose there are some exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, everything you buy is basically a throwaway these days, and you can't get parts for them to repair them if you wanted to repair them.
Well, I don't know if there's any truth to the claim that these products are planned to break. I know that there are some products that are cheaper than others, and they're using cheaper components, and certainly those products are more likely to break, and because they're so cheap, they're not worth repairing. So, for instance, if you go to Walmart and you pick up the $17 DVD player or whatever, you know, that's a special $20 DVD player. They're so cheap these days.
Yeah.
You're getting one of those DVD players that, you know, maybe the grease on the inside of the mechanism isn't the highest quality, and eventually after the door has opened and closed, a few thousand times, it's going to stop working.
Let me give you an example about the difference in manufacturing techniques between then and now. Okay. Manufacturing techniques in the old days used to have something along the lines of an axle, a spindle, and a bushing. And these days, the bushing is gone. You wind up with a plastic part with a hole in it and an axle running through it, and when it wears out, you have nothing to replace to repair it. So it's not only designed to wear out, but once it is wore out, there's no way for you to actually fix it.
All right, I'm going to come back and bring you back with more. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. But if it's a $30 DVD player, why would you want to fix it? It's not worth it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it right now, to 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Perhaps you want to challenge our existing caller, Gene, who's making the claim that products these days just ain't like they used to be. And saying that their planned obsolescence is a major factor in product manufacturing, and these products are designed to break after a short period of time. And I don't think it really applies across the board. So if you want to respond to Gene, maybe you know a little more about manufacturing, 800-259-9231 is the number here as we continue. Also want to invite you to our website, amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to help support the show because freetalklive.com is a free site. You get to use all the features there free. But if you want to help us out, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more stations across the country, which, by the way, I think I'm going to be announcing 2 new stations within the next 24 hours. If I get a chance, I'll do it after the show tonight. But because of the Amplifier program, we're getting on more stations, getting the message of freedom into more ears around the world, around the country, and that's a good thing. You'll get perks, too, like access to the Amp-only call-in lines. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
There are lots of reasons you might want to hide your valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. The guide contains detailed pictures that will help you, and if there are modifications, they're under $50. StashYourSwag.com. It's an ebook, and it's less than $7.
Okay, so we're going to bring Gene back on the line here, Gene the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee, making the claim that things are just planned to be obsolete. And I think some of your observations are correct. There are products that are made very cheaply today, and of course, if you pay for what you get, or you get what you pay for. If you're buying a $30 DVD player, you shouldn't have the expectation that things are going to last you longer than 5 years, but they may. A lot of these cheap products may last for quite a long time, whereas, when they finally do break, the amount of money that you've paid to use it is very cheap when you spread it across a long period of time, and it's not worth it. It would cost you more in shipping to send a product like that in for repairs or something like that. So to some extent, having the manufacturing be so efficient and so cheap is kind of useful in that you can buy a DVD player, use it for a little while, And in the world of media, for instance, you're not going to want a DVD player after another 10 years. You're going to want a Blu-ray, or you're going to want whatever the next great thing is. So it's kind of nice that those products are so cheap that way when you're replacing them or selling them for 50 cents at the garage sale 5 years later, it's not really a big deal.
Well, it's one thing to buy a DVD player. It's another thing to buy a refrigerator. And okay. These things, I guarantee you, they're not designed to be repaired. You buy yourself a refrigerator, and in 10 years' time, you try and get that thing repaired, because most of it now has these standalone computers that you cannot get the parts for after they're 5 years old. When an appliance is 5 years old, maybe the dishwasher is sound, but you're never going to get that logic board. You will never find it.
Yeah, I think you might be right on those. On the logic boards, I think you can, unless you
absolutely
call in the manufacturer for those things, you might be right. I don't know. You've certainly scared me a little bit on them. But
now
the cheaper ones are obviously, if I paid $350 for a refrigerator and there's some major, the compressor,
there's no logic board in there. That's just a compressor and a thermostat.
That's just that's just the cheap ones. If I pay that, I expect to get a new one when it breaks.
Yeah, but I want to go back to the automobile, Mark, because you said that automobiles are so much better today, and I'm going to challenge you on that one, because what you're seeing is the improvement in lubrication. You're not seeing an improvement in engines. I guarantee you, if I take a 1968 327 and rebuild it to factory specifications, not anything better than what the factory specified, and I put modern lubricants in it and change it on a regular basis, that engine, I guarantee you, is going to give you just as many miles as a modern engine today.
Now,
the only difference is the lubrication.
What is the modern lubricants? I put regular engine oil in my engine. How much does that change?
Regular engine oil is 10 times better than what we had in the 60s.
Well, why isn't that planned obsolete? Is it only products that are manufactured as far as machinery, are you saying, is obsolete?
It's mainly consumer items, yes. And let's go to the automobile again, because here's another thing. Most of your car today is plastic. If you buy your car, you put your 200,000 miles on it, you put 300,000 miles on it, but when that car gets 10, 15 years old and those plastic parts start breaking and disappearing because, they're decaying from being in the sun too much, especially like these Saturn cars that have plastic body panels. When those body panels start breaking and they're 15 years old, you will not be able to replace them. You're going to be driving a car that looks like a skeleton. And I've seen some of these Saturns on the road that have broken body panels that are 10 years old, and people can't afford to fix them. They can't find the body panels. And
besides
even if they
that, they're out of business
them,
now. they're shutting it down.
They're expensive.
Well, shutting Saturn down, from what I understand, so it's going to be even harder.
Any car. You take any car. If you try and find that plastic dash piece, the piece of dash that goes around your radio, say it breaks after 15 years, you will never find a new piece. You've got to go to the wrecking yard, and the one you're going to get from the wrecking yard is just as crappy as the one that you just had to replace.
Well, you're dealing with a 15-year-old car, Gene. Like, I understand that you want to run the car forever and be able to replace all of the parts, but maybe it's just not realistic to suggest that that's ever going to be possible. Maybe you either have to deal with the broken plastic piece or start looking into new options. I guess my only suggestion for you here would be, instead of complaining about it, get into the marketplace and offer a better product. And like Mark said, there are vacuum cleaners that are have longer warranties and are built to a better spec. And, of course, they cost more. But I've had a vacuum cleaner that I've had longer than I can remember, at least for most of my adult life. And it's treated me fine. It was the $100 model at Walmart. Certainly not the most expensive one, but it still sucks. And I've been doing is taking – it's got one of those filters in it that you don't have to – they say you're supposed to replace it after, like, a year. I've never replaced that damn thing. I just take it out and I knock it against a tree and knock the dust out of it and put it back in.
You just made my argument for me. You said your $100 vacuum cleaner sucks.
Very punny, Gene. Thank you for the call tonight.
My mom gave me an Electrolux 10 years ago, and it was old then. I mean, she has another one now that she likes. It's newer, and she likes it better. That darn thing's been great.
There you go. So we continue here. Let's talk to Travis in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Travis. Travis, Florida.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, he covered a lot of the points I was about to make. But what I was going to say is I drive a 77 Continental, and my other vehicle is an 86. The older cars are a lot better. Well, when it comes to the way it was made, I noticed that the rust pattern on my 77 isn't the same as on my 88, on my 86. There's actually a difference between then and then, and that was a big difference between then and now.
Well, American cars in the 80s were considered to be, like, that's their worst decade, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I have a 77, so I guess
right,
that makes
I understand the 77. I know exactly what you're talking about. Big, giant vehicle.
So what you're saying, Mark, is comparing the 70s to the 80s not necessarily fair as comparing 70s to today.
When I was talking to Jen, I would never use the 80s as an example of the American automobile at its pinnacle, so it's not fair to talk about it, you know, to me. So I would always talk about the 70s and 60s. And those are the only ones I really know anything about. I don't really know anything beyond that.
Well, in the early 80s, Dodge was pretty good as far as, like, they there's not a big difference between the 70s and 80s with the Dodge, but, well, other cars, there's a big difference.
My cars were made in the 1990s. I got a 98 Subaru and a 96 Corolla, and Subaru's got over 200,000 miles on it. Corolla's got over 300,000 miles on it, so they're doing fine.
That Corolla you put a lot of money into to refurb it, though.
No, $2,000.
Yeah, that's
a lot of money.
The car's not worth $2,000.
Not when you're buying a used car. It's not a lot. It's not a lot of money. The car's in great shape. It has a lot of new parts in it.
Because of its age, it is not worth $2,000.
No, it's not worth $2,000, but you can't buy a $2,000 car and get anything decent.
You're right. That's the problem with some of these older, cheaper cars is that you can't get rid of them because they're worth more to drive than they are to sell.
I spent thank you for calling, by the way, tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I spent $1,300 when I was in a hurry to buy a crappy car, and then I put $6,000 into it over the next year. So I got a real junker. Whereas this one, I was given free, and I put $2,000 into it just to get it back up to spec, and it's working great.
Thanks, Money Dollars.
Yes, indeed. Thank you to Money Dollars. All right, so we continue here and take an unscreened call. You're on the air, on the amp line. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's Alex in New Jersey.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, real quickly. If someone goes to jail for murder and they find 20 years later that DNA evidence proved them to be innocent, do they deserve restitution?
I say yes.
I think they do. You know, I mean, it's not very pretty for the taxpayer, but hey.
They're putting up with it.
The taxpayer let it happen.
Right.
Right. So now the issue that was brought up with me is that the prosecutors were doing what they thought was best in their professional opinion, using the scientific technology at the time. Therefore, they cannot be held responsible for throwing the person in jail. Now, I vehemently disagree, but I'm looking for a sound argument to use.
Call us tomorrow night. We'll talk about it then. Thanks for the call. We're out of time tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.